Good afternoon, Winter Park High School Symphonic Band. My name is Gary Bottomley. I'll be one of your adjudicators for this year's MPA. You'll be playing Proud Heritage, Sheltering Sky and Fortress, and looking forward to hearing the band. I'll be back on the tape to make some comments. I'll be making taped and written comments throughout your performance, reinforcing the wonderful things that you're already doing, as well as giving some suggestions that may improve future performances. I'll be back on the recorder when the band's on the stage and ready for their performance. Measure 17 is either a wrong note, some amount of tune is in the upper voices. I'd like to hear a little more tonality out of the short notes rhythmically in the upper voices at one. To me, they could be a little bit not as short with the tongue to get a little bit more substance in the tone. It would project more too, which it needs to in the opening. I'd like to hear the woodwind sound blend more to a clarinet sound. The oboe is a bit strong for that sonority. A little less bass drum. Bass drum is quite heavy at times. And timpani. The shape of the music line is very nice. Bassoon and baritophonium get into the clarinet sound. Usually if you can hear yourself, it's because you're not in tune. It's not because you're louder than the other one, so you listen for that. Once again, a little more length to the trumpet sound. I don't hear enough tone substance. They are moving forward. Again, percussion is way too heavy at this point. It's covering many of the nice things happening in the movement. Note lines. The tubas are playing out. It really helps the bit. And trumpets, when you start using some more air, it opens up that sound on the tongue parts. So as well as maybe not playing so short, keep some air moving just a little faster. I really like the tubas coming out towards the end. I'd like to be a little bit out more all the time. It would really help warm the sound. The nice musical flow. The clarity is good. All things can be improved. I would like to see the woodwind sound go into a clarinet sound more. It adds more warmth and it's the most stable of pitch, actually, in the woodwinds. I'd like to hear the tubas come out. It chumps a little more air in the softer part. I talked about that. Of tubas and lower trombones can come out. Euphonium plays out very nicely. And at times the percussion too heavy. But the musical things are happening. Just keep working for consistency on what you're doing. Trying to rush this 16, I think that's that subdivision, and you know. Kind of rushing this figure here. It's da da da. Think of the second note as a pickup to the third. Da da da. Listen to the clarinet from the piccolo down. Changing the length of the corner, now it's da-dee-da, instead of boom, 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 boom. I would keep it similar to imitate the timpani, which started the phrase boom, 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 as that motif throughout. Yeah, the continuity and the consistency of the note length and how you're going to play quarter versus how you're going to play half, they're not as consistent in this selection as they were in the first two, which were spot on in that regard. Even the shamming line, da-da-dee-dee-da. That's actually one line in one thought, not fade away in the center and then push on the cat on the middle. There's differences in how that's being played. Listen to them. It's a fixed pitch. Whatever that is, you need to get to because you're unison with them. And it's not. You can't hear them if you're not listening for them. So just know when you have hard mouth and a flute, oboe, or even first clarinet, sometimes the whole band, you got to know where the fixed pitches are, which is timpani for the bass line and the mallet for the upper voices. Right, number soon, just get some pictures there. I'm gonna see how you're gonna tongue this. Ti-ti-la-la-la. There's variations there. And it's just a matter of just be consistent. Because in reality, if you don't change precisely, it's not a matter of the precision so much as what the bad precision affects, or note lengths, what bad note length agreement affects. what it really means is that you're going to change notes at the different time, which means that's actually a wrong note for that period of time, which affects the sound of the band, the clarity, and the tone. And if tone's overall a concept, well, everything that we do technically has to be good for the tone, or still have the tone during that time, or you're either doing it wrong or you got to work on it a whole lot better. So all the nitpicky stuff, everything only matters as to how it affects the quality of the sound at that given time. And so just keep that concept in mind as your philosophy, and then everything will make more sense. You'll go, well, I played that note short. Well, yeah, but did you sound good doing it? Or I played loud, or I played soft, or I played short, or I played long, or I played an accent, or I know the pitch tendencies of your instrument. Know that on trumpet and the high Ds and Es and E flats, they're going to be flat. It's good to know they're flat. Now, what are you going to do about it? Well, you use more air and blow them up. Blow them higher. The low Ds on trumpet are sharp. You know to pull the third valve slide out. How the concert D and concert A on saxophone are pretty stable. If you can have stable saxophone pitch there. And Ds are incredibly sharp. C sharps are incredibly flat. That's going to be in, you know, concert F. There you go. Flute's going to go sharp as you go higher, typically. And they're going to go flat in the lower, typically. Know how to adjust for them. And know how to adjust for most of the flutes overblow in the upper range, because first time they ever played high, they had to blow their brains out just to get the pitch out. But now it's not real high, but you're still blowing hard. And blowing even more because you're older. So all those things you have to master, and master them constantly. But all of it is, how does all of that relate to, did it improve my sound? And sound meaning quality of sound, and then pitch is relating to other quality sounds, and that is the key. And you do quite well at it, but be consistent. I enjoyed hearing your performance. As a former Winter Park person myself, I 400 years ago taught at Winter Park Junior High School. I think you guys know it as the ninth grade center, or maybe it's not even the ninth grade center now. But enjoyed my time back there, and quality still seems to be extremely high, and congratulations on that.